bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Mell. A large solar storm is expected to continue into the weekend. Auroras have popped up across the globe in places where they do not usually occur, from the U.S. to New Zealand. The geomagnetic storm started on Friday and was the first severe storm to be recorded since 2005. Saturday, the storm measured a 5 on a 1-5 scale, making it the strongest storm to enter the Earth's atmosphere since October 2003. This level of intensity is expected to continue throughout the weekend. By Tuesday, the storms are expected to be downgraded to a minor level. These geomagnetic storms are triggered by the solar flares and eruptions from the sun. Northern lights are usually seen at high latitudes, but intense solar storms allow for southern states to view them. There are some concerns about how these solar storms will affect the use of electronics. Dr. Hakeem Olusay explains how this process happens.
And when magnetic fields change, they create electric fields. And those electric fields can accelerate the charged particles that are inside of the conductors in our electronics, in our power lines.
Audio provided by ABC. New encampments and demonstrations are continuing to occur at college campuses across the country as commencement ceremonies take place during the weekend. These protests have led to at least 3,000 arrests over the past few weeks. The University of South California has held week-long ceremony events due to them canceling the main commencement event for safety concerns. University of California, Berkeley commencement ceremonies were interrupted due to protesters. Faculty tried to move forward with the ceremony as protesters continued to chant.
Students, if you're open to it, I invite you to speak with me after the event in a space that's more appropriate. But in the meanwhile, I ask that you allow the program to continue.
Audio provided by ABC. Following the chanting, 20 students stood waving Palestinian flags, chanting as security escorted them to the rear of the venue. 300 other students then began to move to a section of the stadium and started chanting, which in turn led to counter-chanting. University of Pennsylvania saw police in riot gear heading to campus as demonstrators refused to leave campus. 9 of the people arrested were UPenn students, while 24 other people were arrested who had no connection to the university. Campuses across the country have amped up security protocols, making it known that disruptions will not be tolerated. That's all for this episode of Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Miller.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.